time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for a 90% chance of snow this morning, changing over to rain, a high near 50, a 100% chance for rain tonight, a low in the mid-30s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. A big day for local sports Saturday, which included the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament Finals at Wren Lake between Sisney and Aviston. Derek Dunn has details.
Saturday night junior high boys basketball action at the Class S State Tournament at Wren Lake College in Ina as Sisney took on Aviston in the first round of the state tournament. It would turn out to be a win for Aviston as the Eagles were able to defeat the Bullets by a final score of 60-35. Leading the way for Sisney was Andon Atwood. He had 18 points, followed by Cooper Bowen with 11. For the Eagles of Aviston, they were led in scoring by Matt Corman. He had 21 points, including 5 three-pointers, and 12 points for Colton Arnold. For Sisney, they had quarters of 16, 11, 3, and 5. They actually had a 27-23 lead at the half. As for Aviston, they had quarters of 7, 16, 14, and 22. Aviston improves to 29-0 of the season. Sisney's season comes to an end with a 22-5 overall record. Reporting for WFIW WOKZ News, I'm Derek Dunn.
Also Saturday in boys high school basketball at the Benton Rich Heron Classic, the Fairfield Mules defeated Nashville 44-42, with Edwards County losing to Benton 69-36. More news after this break.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
When a challenge rises up, do we let it stand in our way or go the distance to overcome it? I didn't want to stay at the bottom, but after I was shot 4 times in Afghanistan, I was told I'd never walk again or have feeling below my waist. If I even survived, I felt paralyzed, physically and mentally. There were many times where I took 2 steps forward, only to be knocked back 5. When I struggled to get up my hill, depression and thoughts of suicide threatened to keep me down forever. My wife and healthcare providers were there to catch me and push me forward. I learned that psychological care is key to recovery from both physical and invisible wounds. It's been more than 2 years and my journey is still ongoing, but I know I won't quit. Decide now that I will take the first step. Reaching out is a sign of strength. Visit realwarriors.net or call 800-874-2273.
Area river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 19.46 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 11.8 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage is 21.26 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is 6.58 feet, flood stage 15 feet. Wabash at Mount Carmel at 12.56 feet, flood stage 19 feet. More rain expected in the area today through Monday, with another chance around the middle of the week. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of January. Troopers in District 19, which includes Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties, recorded 1,213 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 372 citations and 1,089 written warnings, including 206 speeding citations, 5 DUIs, 13 occupant restraint citations, 10 criminal arrests, and 295 written warnings for speeding. Troopers also assisted 67 motorists, conducted 144 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 39 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 during January. Also, District 19 issued 233 citations and 355 written warnings for the fatal four violations. The violations most associated with fatal traffic crashes include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. In other news, a BNSF railway train derailed Saturday morning around 8:30 near Vine Road, south of Sester. About 20 to 25 railroad cars derailed, some of which were lying on their sides. There was no risk to public safety, according to the Franklin County Emergency Management Agency on-site representatives. Harrisburg Fire and Police responded to a car fire at the Hucks on Route 45 in Harrisburg around 1 p.m. Saturday. Harrisburg Fire Department Captain on shift Rick Malady told WFIW News that around 1 p.m. Saturday, an early 2000s red Pontiac Grand Am pulled to the pump to get fuel at the Harrisburg Hucks. At that time, a fire was discovered in the engine compartment and authorities were notified. Harrisburg Fire responded and was able to extinguish the fire. While Harrisburg police assisted with traffic control, the car was towed from the scene and no injuries were reported. The name of the car owner was not released. You'll need to rescan your television by March 13th if you want to continue receiving over-the-air programming from your antenna on three area stations. There will be a handful of stations in various markets nationwide impacted by this. The reason is to make room for new 5G and other mobile broadband services. If you need assistance, the FCC has posted an instructional video showing you how and information about the rescan process. Chair of the Incentive Auction Task Force at the FCC, Gene Kitto, says this will only affect you if you get television via antenna.
If you have a cable provider or a satellite dish, you don't have to worry. Those providers will take care of it for you. But if you have an antenna, it involves rescanning, which is the same thing, basically, that everybody who uses an antenna had to do when they first set up their TV. They needed to scan it to get their local stations. And essentially what's happening here is they have to rescan it to train it, essentially, to find those channels in a new place. Now, the channel numbers are not changing. That's important to know. It's just behind the scenes that TV needs to be scanned to be able to find those channels at their new home.
Because TV stations in the same area are changing frequencies at different times, it's a good habit to periodically rescan your TV. This may also help you discover new stations, which occasionally go on the air. You can find more information by calling 1-800-CALL-FCC and pressing the number 6. Two gun rights groups are suing the Illinois State Police for not promptly renewing firearm owners' identification cards. The Illinois State Rifle Association and the Second Amendment Foundation filed a lawsuit last week on behalf of two men who said they've been waiting 2 years for their identification cards and concealed carry licenses. The groups say the state agency transferred nearly $30 million from funds used for the administration of the cards, background checks, and concealed carry licenses into other accounts. An agency statement says Illinois officials did use the funds in previous years to deal with a budget crisis, but have not swept them this year. Wabash Valley College's bass fishing team will be hosting a bass fishing workshop with Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour angler Bradley Roy on February 29th in WVC's Brubeck Theater. Middle school and high school anglers will be admitted free. One coach per school will also be admitted free. Pre-registration can be completed by visiting www.wvcwarriorathletics.com and clicking Club Teams, selecting Bass Fishing, and then clicking on the Bradley Roy event. Cost will be $10 for those 19 and up who are not part of a middle or high school bass fishing team. Registration for the event will start at 8 a.m. and sessions 1 through 3 will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a lunch break from noon until 12:50. The unemployment rate was down in all 14 of the state's metro areas in December. Kim Howard has more.
The figures comparing December of 2018 to December of 2019 are pretty positive, says Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Rebecca Sisco.
We're wrapping up the year with strong numbers. Unemployment rate was down in every metro area, three seeing record low unemployment, Carbondale, Chicago, and the St. Louis, Illinois section.
Jobs were up in 10 metro areas, with Chicago and the suburbs, Champaign-Urbana, and East St. Louis seeing the highest over-the-year gains. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Getting quality fresh food can be tough this time of year with so much produce out of season, but a University of Illinois Extension nutrition expert has a few tips to get quality, healthy food. With most of the country under the blanket of cold weather, finding quality fresh produce can be difficult. According to Caitlin Mellendorf, if the fresh produce section of the grocery store doesn't have a lot of variety and leaves a lot to be desired, frozen or canned fruits and vegetables are a great alternative.
Well, and to your point of sometimes the fresh produce section in our grocery stores this time of year is kind of minimal. And I do want to encourage our listeners that frozen fruits and vegetables as well as canned fruits and vegetables are still great options because a lot of those are packed within a couple hours of being picked from the fields. And so they retain a lot of those nutrients compared to, I'll pick on strawberries from California. So they're not really in season this time of year, and then they're traveling for many days. So they may lose some of the nutrients and just not taste as great. But there's a great opportunity to use those canned and frozen fruits and vegetables as well. I know in winter, I'm very much a smoothie maker because it's, for me, it's getting good quality strawberries and other berries that are in my freezer section. So definitely check out those parts of your grocery stores and feel free to use them in recipes.
Citrus fruits are in season right now, and Mellendorf says there's plenty of good ways to get those incorporated in your meals. Lemons and kale are in season right now. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield, who remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy-efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you are a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchase a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at waynewhitecoop.com. Here's what's going on Friday, February 14th. There will be a Community Valentine's Sweetheart Supper at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mills Shoals from 5 to 8 p.m. The menu will be ribeye with Texas toast garlic bread, baked potatoes, house salad, drink, and a choice of cherry delight, carrot cake, or red velvet cake for dessert. It's $15 per person. This is a reservations-only supper. To make a reservation, call 302-0775 or 559-6678. And enjoy a turn around downtown Fairfield with a horse-drawn carriage ride Friday, February 14th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. Reservations are available at 842-6116. It's hosted by Fairfield Forward, and you can find them on Facebook.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Doris E. Hill died Friday at her home in McLeansboro. She was a member of the Oliver Bethel Methodist Church and also worked in the laundry department at Hamilton Memorial Hospital for 20 years. Surviving are two sons, Donald R. Hill of McLeansboro and Michael Hill, also of McLeansboro, 5 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Doris Hill will be at 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with Reverend John Capps officiating. Visitation from 11 a.m. until the time of service. She'll be laid to rest at Hopewell Cemetery near McLeansboro. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Longtime Carmi veterinarian, 72-year-old Dr. James J. Zirin, died at 2:50 p.m. Friday at Wabash Christian Village. He retired in 2016 after 43 years in practice of owning and operating the Carmi Veterinary Clinic. He was a member of the Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi and also served on the board of directors of First Bank in Carmi. Surviving are his wife of 52 years, Adri Zirin, a daughter Carrie Bullerjack of Carmi, 2 sons, Joe of Carmi and Dr. Jason Zirin of Mount Vernon, Indiana, a brother William Zirin of Oxford, Mississippi, 9 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren, with 1 on the way. Funeral services for Dr. James J. Zirin will be at 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi. Burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery in Carmi. Visitation from 3 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Emmanuel United Methodist Church and from 9 a.m. until service time Wednesday at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Emmanuel United Methodist Church Building Fund or Pets at Risk to assist with the dog park, and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
The Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase will be on February 23rd at the Grand Banquet Hall and will be your one stop to help planning your fairy tale wedding. This event is free and will give you the opportunity to meet face to face with some of the area's top vendors in the bridal industry in just one day. Brides have a chance to win a honeymoon trip to Myrtle Beach from DOC Direct Media and will also have the opportunity to win prizes from our vendors.
Vendors like Jenna's Bakehouse, Crossroads Photo Booth, Simple to Elegant, German American Bank, Pretty Posies, Pearl and Chrome, Suntan City, Good Samaritan Skin Spa, Willie's Pub, and Ford's Photography.
To receive more information about securing your booth for the Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase, please contact events at originalcompany.com or Jessica Hallman, 812-882-6060, extension 2241.
Here's your sports update for today. High school wrestling yesterday. Mules wrestlers Ike Downen and Peyton Allen each placed third at the Robinson 1A Wrestling Regional and will advance to the Vandalia Sectional next Saturday. Otis Lurs and Cole Simpson both placed fourth. They'll serve as alternates for the sectional. Boys high school basketball yesterday at the Benton Rich Heron Classic. Fairfield defeated Nashville 44-42. Also, it was Gorville over Carmi White County 71-45. Harrisburg beat Greenville 60-41. Woodlawn over Vandalia 63-57. Benton over Edwards County 69-36. Cesar Valier over Anna Jonesboro 42-37. Marion over Mount Carmel 66-49. And Heron over Oregon 63-53. Also yesterday in overtime, Flora beat Wayne City in boys high school basketball 60-56. Hamilton County over Gallatin County 59-40. Junior high boys basketball at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Wren Lake College. Aviston beat Sisney 60-35. College basketball, Purdue over Indiana 74-62. It was Kentucky over Tennessee 77-64. Iowa beat Nebraska 96-72. Missouri over Arkansas 83-79. Number 1 Baylor over Oklahoma State 78-70. Alabama beat Georgia 105-102. Louisville over Virginia 80-73. National Hockey League, in overtime, Dallas beat St. Louis 3-2. NBA, New Orleans over Indiana, 124-117. That's your sports update for today. Fairfield area weather, a 90% chance for snow, changing to rain today, a high near 50. 100% chance of rain tonight, a low in the mid-30s. A 40% chance of morning rain Monday, a high near 38. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a high near 43. 60% chance of snow Wednesday, changing over to rain, a high near 40. Thursday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of morning rain and snow, a high in the mid-30s. And sunny Friday, a high in the mid-30s. Overnight low has been 23. The present Fairfield temperature is 32.